各位早晨，我好多谢主，我能够今日咧嚟啊讲道啊，因为我都好多朋友呢度，同埋咧好耐未讲道啦吓。啊，但系今日唔会仲用广东话。I am low for 讲同我翻译咁好。我做咗、，I've been a pastor for going on 38 years。And in those 38 years, our society has changed a lot. When I began ministry in early 1980, there's no such thing as cell phones. I don't even think there was a beeper at that time. There was no Xerox machines. We had this thing called Rexograph. You know, you go like this to it, you know? And your fingers are all blue afterwards. I remember I bought my first Xerox machine for the church. It was really called Xerox. It was a Xerox company. It was used. Because we only had about 50 people at that time, so we had no money. It cost me $800. Can you believe it? $800 for a lousy used Xerox machine. Worse, if you can imagine, this Xerox machine, you have to feed one sheet in to get one sheet out. You remember that, anybody? So sometimes I'm happy we only have 50 people, you know? Because after 20 sheets, it usually breaks, and I have to open it and clean it, do something, and then go again. But I think there's a lot of things that changed our society in the last 40 years. For those of you that are older, you will probably understand what I'm saying. Younger, you don't even know what I'm talking about. But I think the internet has completely transformed our society, right? I don't even understand the internet, but you know, you can find out anything about anything, anywhere, any place, and you want to give information too. You can find that out, right? There's a lot of good things to it, but one of the good and downside of things is something called social media. You know, some of you are right now on social media. I know you're Googling, you're doing Facebook, all that stuff, right? Now, social media is basically a technology through the internet and computers where you get information and give information. But the information doesn't have to be true. I have a Facebook account. I have like 700 something friends. I look at these friends, some of them I don't know who they are, some of them I do know who they are, and I'm, that's not you. Why are you writing that about yourself? I've never seen an ugly picture on someone's Facebook. So we can pretend to be somebody else all the time, right? So sometimes when we even think about people, like today we want to talk about two amazing people, Joseph and Mary. People, are they sure who they are? Do you know who they are? Can we really trust the Bible? Because if you Google them, you find all kinds of other information. Which reminds me of a story I heard recently. You know, it was about a college student, you know, a college graduate. And those of us that are parents, we understand, unemployed graduate. So he came back home and he can't find a job. So he's trying, he's looking around and he sees one ad. And the ad says, it was a zoo, in the zoo. This job's in the zoo. He said, zoo. Well, I need a job, let me work in the zoo. So he goes to the zoo and he looks, asks for the job. He says, oh, we're so sorry. Wow, jobs are gone. Oh, wait a minute. There is one possibility if you want to do this. It might not be long term, but temporarily, this is a job you can have if you want. You see, in one of our exhibits, one of our most popular exhibits, is our gorilla exhibit. Okay. And our gorilla died 2 days ago. So we have a gorilla suit. Will you be willing to put it on and just pretend for a few days? The student's like, well, I need a job. Okay, I'll try. So the next morning he came, he put on the gorilla suit, he goes out there, and he sees all these students from school.
They're
clapping, cheering the gorilla. So he said, well, what am I going to do? So he starts doing, you know, somersault, tumbling around, walking like a gorilla. So the more he does, the more they clap, they laugh, and more people are coming. So he decided to start climbing the trees a little bit and start throwing things at them. So after the day, he was like, oh, that's not a bad job. The next day he comes, you know, he does even more. He decides to, like, really do things, you know, pound his chest, go and make fun of them and all, acting like, and more kids come. So this happened for a couple of days. They really liked that. So the third day he came in, he says, man, I'm really enjoying this job. I like this job. So he got in this gorilla suit, he goes out there, he starts doing all kinds of things. He decides he's going to climb up on this tree. He gets to the tree, and there's a vine, a long vine, you know, for the gorilla. And the kids are clapping, more people come, he sees a crowd. He says, why not? He takes the vine, he swings on it, and he goes all the way up. Unfortunately, when he gets to the top, the vine breaks. And he flies down, he goes over the fence. And he lands into another exhibit. And this happened to be the lion exhibit. So he falls down, he gets up, and he looks in. This lion, 10 feet away from him, really vicious looking lion. So he didn't know what to do. Initially, he wants to yell for help, but he thought, I can't do that, I'll give myself away. He doesn't know what to do. And in a split second, it didn't matter anymore. The lion is coming at him, so he just yells out, help! And the lion gets up to him and stops and said, you idiots, shut up, or we'll both lose our jobs. How do we know who these people are anymore? How do we know our Facebook friends are really Facebook friends or stalkers? How do we know Mary and Joseph is really who they are? So today I want to talk to you about them. You see, I think the Christmas story is all about Jesus, of course. But today I want to talk to you about these two amazing people. And I want you to ask that question, and my title of my message, what would you have done if you were them? First, we want to look at who are they?
所以睇下呢两个系边个咩人物。
Those of you that are older Chinese people, you maybe understand a little bit more. We have a little bit of commonality with the Jewish culture.
如果你比较年纪大啲嘅人就会明白多，因为我哋中国系文化同犹太文化有啲相似地方。
It is probably that Mary and Joseph, you know how old they were?
你知道当时玛利亚同约瑟系几大年纪咧
？Probably 12 and 13 years old.
但可能是12、13歲。
It's really hard to think that because our society said, oh, those are children, you don't do that. But in the Jewish culture, and back in those days, even in China a lot of times, right? Back in those days, that's when they get married, between 12 to 15 or 16.
但很多時候現代社會就說他們太年輕，但當時的猶太文化裡面來說，12、13歲或者15歲
Now, we don't know for sure because the Bible doesn't say exactly how old they are. But because it doesn't say it was anything unusual, it is typical, you could assume that their moment of betrothal, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, was probably 12 and 14. Joseph was probably 14, Mary was probably 12.
雖然聖經沒有講到他們年紀多，但是他當時的傳統就會估到他們的年歲，可能是13到15歲。
I want to say that to you because this, I work with teenagers and youth most of my life.
我可以同各位講，我係為青少年去傳道去服侍嘅，係做咗好多年。
Sometimes we think the teenagers are dopey, not very bright, so immature, right? That's how we treat them in our society today.
喺我哋嘅社會裏邊，我覺得我哋嘅青少年係唔係幾個成熟
？Maybe somehow our society made kids grow up so slow.
或者我哋社會係嘅環境令到嗰啲青少年嘅成長係慢咗落嚟。
But my experience with teenagers is they are pretty smart. Sometimes in good ways and bad ways. And if they were allowed to grow up and be responsible, you discover that they are quite amazing people.
如果你係俾青少年能夠係負責任去成長時，你就會覺得呢啲青少年係好識嘢。
I know I made all my major decisions in life as a teenager, every one of them.
當我係做青少年時候，我喺生命做咗好多嘅好大嘅決定。
I became a Christian at the age of 13.
我十三歲嘅時候成為基督徒。
I made a choice to go to seminary at the age of 18.
我十八歲嘅時候決定去入神學讀書。
I made a choice to serve the Lord in full-time ministry at the age of 19.
我十九歲嘅時候決定係全時間侍奉神。
I made a choice to marry my wonderful wife at the age of 19.Teenage years are amazing years if we're allowed to grow up in them.
如果讓青少年能夠係真係成熟起上嚟時候，青少年係一個好美妙嘅時間。
The Jewish culture back in 2,000 years ago, that's how they were.
喺猶太人2,000年前嘅文化，當時
咁樣。We read that they were betrothed.Okay, I don't know exactly what the Chinese translation is. Sometimes in English they call engaged. Okay. This is not engagement. It's my engagement, right? It isn't engagement like the American way. This is betrothal. The word in the Hebrews is kiddushim. Just that word.This is how it works. Two families come together. And so let's say, Brother Ham and I, let's say he has a beautiful young daughter and I have a young man, you know. We get together and we say, hey, listen, looks like we can do this.
Now, it doesn't
matter whether they like each other. Maybe it's helpful if they did. But, you know, if he and I like each other, that's okay.So, you know, I will give him some cows and sheep and chicken, right? And he'll say, okay, that's good enough. You can have my daughter. Okay, and so we sign this contract. We have done kiddushim.
Okay,
they are legally married.
But
they're not allowed to do marriage things with each other. So it has to last between 6 months to a year. You see why 6 months to a year, right? What if the girl was running around, you know, in 6 months, a year, I find out she has a baby, right? That's it, it's over, right? You know, I don't even touch her. Now, when the period ends, they go into what is called chuppah, all right? That's the wedding. And a wedding in the Jewish custom lasts 7 days. Can you imagine 7 days of wedding? We have a tough time with 2 hours, you know, 7 days. You remember the wedding at Canaan where they ran out of wine? You know why they ran around? They've been drinking for 7 days. So after the chuppah, then they officially, physically married, okay? So this is the situation with Joseph and Mary. Couple of young people. Not very significant at all. In this situation. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you about is why them? Why these two? Why Joseph and Mary? Have you ever thought about that? You know, most people, you just ask them to say, you know, pick somebody to put the Son of God in, you know, you think, oh, somebody really important, right? Now, some say, well, Joseph is kind of important. The Bible says he's from the line of David, right? That's kind of important. Not then, it wasn't. Lots of people were the line of David. For no good reason, I Googled the other day, how many descendants does Genghis Khan have? Do you know that right now there are 16 million men from the line of Genghis Khan? Some of you might be in there. Now, you say, whoa, what a great guy. He's the line of course, the 16 million men, and how many women are there, right, that's alive today? Do you know how many people he killed? He killed more people than anybody else in the history of the world. On a percentage basis, Genghis Khan, one of our ancestors, killed 10% of the world's population. So you know what? If you're back in the Genghis Khan lineage, who cares? You know, people in the David's lineage, who cares?
You see?
You know who cares? God cares. Because he prophesied it in the Old Testament.
Now,
Joseph was not Jesus' father. It never stated that. And the scripture always says you will have a son, not Joseph's son. You know, it never Joseph is the father, but he is in Joseph's family. So it's important that Joseph was that lineage. You know, another thing that was really important that they chose Joseph, God chose Joseph. He was a common man. You can't be more common than a carpenter back in those days. You know, that would be like you're an accountant today. You know, you're a teacher today. And you remember one of the names of Jesus, but no one ever called him that, was the name Emmanuel, right? Emmanuel means God with us. And let me tell you, Jesus was born in a situation just like us. He wasn't born with Prince Harry somewhere in England or the Prime Minister. No, he was like us. He might be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but being man, he became like us.
但當佢降世嘅時候，佢同我哋一樣。
Another thing about Joseph that you want to know. He was an amazing young teenager.
當時約瑟係一個係特好特別嘅青少年。
The scripture said that he was a just man, a righteous man.
聖經話佢係一個義人。
Now you have to know what that means. It just doesn't mean that, oh, somewhere inside he has righteousness in himself. No, that's not what it means. If you look into Greek, in that passage, you understand what it means. It means that he was a person that believed that he needs to follow the righteous law that was in part of his religion. You know, today, if something bad happened to us, and for him, that was bad at the time. If something bad happened to us, what do we want to do? We don't want to do the right thing. How many people, hope none of you, have hit somebody in a parking lot and looked around and said, let me go? Hope not. 你聽到嗎? They John Chair, you hit a car and you, no one saw me, let me go, that kind of thing. People do those things. How many, you know, somebody made a mistake on a bill and you gave you more money? You say, oh, God bless me, right? You know, Joseph could have said, you know, this is not good. Hey, Mary, just do an abortion, would you? No, he said, I want to do the right thing. Now, the right thing is this. This is what a Jewish person is supposed to do. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 22, and they're not in that situation, but in Deuteronomy chapter 2, if a woman is impregnated by someone not her husband, you know what the penalty is? They take her out to the door frame and they get people to throw rocks and stones to kill her. That's what it is. Now, because they were under the Greek and Roman culture, they can't do that anymore. But nevertheless, they are told to. They're not even suggested to. They're told to divorce them. And divorce is not like now. Divorce would destroy Mary. So he had to do it, and he said, I'm going to do it. He didn't want to do it. He had to do it. He was going to be righteous and just about it. That's Joseph. But he also had another part. He was so sensitive and loving and kind. He was going to do it in such a way that would not hurt her nearly as much. Listen, as a pastor, it's amazing the kind of things we do. You know, we're there to see the baby born, we dedicate babies, we bury people, we do marriages, right? All that, right? And you know, when I spare time, we study to preach a message, see Sunday school, you know, do Bible study, those kind of things, right? I want to tell you something else that we do. And people don't know about it because we do it. We do a lot of counseling. We do a lot of mediation. We do a lot of being between people fighting with each other. Do you know how many people I've talked with that were on the verge of divorce? Usually they hate each other so much. We had to tell someone to sit down, please, don't get up anymore. You know? They hate each other. How easy would it have been for Joseph to say, Mary, I just hate you for doing this to me?
教當時如果彼得嚟講，唔係約瑟嚟講嘅話，瑪利亞我唔中意你咁做。
Now understand, he had no idea what happened. He just got to assume that she slept with another man, right?
當時約瑟係唔知道究竟喺瑪利亞身上發生咩事，佢只係知道可能瑪利亞同第二個人發生關係。
What a good man he was.
但係睇下約瑟係佢點樣嘅義人。
That he would do that.
佢係唔想喺瑪利亞收容。
Let me ask you a question.
我想問各位一個問題。
Do we expect any other person like them?
我哋會唔會知道有第二啲人會咁做咧？
The God of creation, would he entrust his son to any other earthly father?
如果一個創造主問下主，佢願唔願將佢自兒子係交託俾一個好似約瑟咁嘅人咧？
Would he entrust it to a father that would yell and beat his wife and his children? Of course not.
佢會將一個佢做兒子嘅交俾一個人去鬧同埋打佢太太咯。
This is Joseph.
这个就是约瑟，是这样的意思。
I hope you enjoy him. We don't know that much more about him.
我虽然不知道很多，但是看到他，就欣赏到他怎样。
But what a wonderful person.
这个约瑟是一个很美好的人。
How about Mary? Mary's a young girl.
当时玛利亚是一个很年轻的。
We don't know anything about Mary. You know, I know the Catholic Church has glorified her in so many crazy ways.
我们他是对婚姻是不好的，但是好可惜喺天主教會裏將瑪利亞捧到地位好高。
She was a simple girl.
瑪利亞只一個好單純嘅女子。
But the angel says she was highly favored of God.
但係天主話佢係蒙大福嘅女子。
Can you imagine if that's a category someone said God has put on you? You're highly favored from God. Oh my goodness.
佢同一個人講話，你喺神眼前係蒙大恩嘅，咁你諗下係咩意思
？That was her.God chose them.
咁樣就神揀選咗瑪利亞。
Let me go to what did they hear?
我睇下佢當時聽到啲乜嘢。
Let's go first to Joseph again.
我睇下瑪利亞同約瑟。
Here's Joseph. He finds that his betrothed wife is pregnant.
佢當時見到自己許配咗嘅未曾許配咗嘅太太已經懷孕。
Let's say he's 16 years old.
或者我講話當時。
Can you imagine the ideas and thoughts coming to his mind right now? Horrified, scared, mad, you know, anything. He's thinking what he can do, and he's made that decision to do what we talked about. He must have been so exhausted. But he falls asleep. And God speaks to him in a dream. I want you to know that God can speak to us in any way he wants to. Remember he spoke through a donkey? The primary way God speaks to us is through the Word of God. But at times, God can speak through a dream. And he does that to Joseph. And as the angel speaks to him in a dream, he tells him all the things that happened. And all this information came to him. And he heard that this being, this baby, is from God. I want to tell you, that sounds great because we're reading it 2,000 years later. But if it was us, would we still think it's great? If I wake up from the dream, I said, and I hear all that. It doesn't change the fact that all my friends and families will think that my wife is an adulteress. It doesn't change the fact that all my life, all our lives, everybody's going to see us as this terrible family.
But when he said,
You know, those of us are from the old-fashioned Chinese background, maybe from China or Hong Kong. Are you kidding? All the whole village will know about us, right? And forever, they'll never forget. Even I know something different, it doesn't make any difference. The fact that Mary was pregnant before the chupa, that means that she ran around with somebody else. In the whole town of Nazareth, they're going to know that. But that's what he heard. I want to tell you something. That made a difference for him. How many times we do things because we do it for people? God says, you need to do this. But we don't want to do it because we're scared. We don't want to do the right things because we're scared. God said, I want to go there. Oh, no, I don't want to. Do you know how many friends I have that in the 70s, because I became a Christian in 1970, do you know how many friends I have that said they want to serve God full time? They never did. Because they were scared. Because being a pastor or being a missionary means I'm going to be a poor person. Or if I do that, I would disappoint my parents. I love my father and I love my mother. They're good, solid Christians. When I told them that I was going to go into ministry and study the Bible instead of engineering, you know what happened? They cried. And they said, we will never support you. So when I decided that at the age of 18, I went on my own and I worked 55 hours a week to pay tuition because my parents, who love me dearly and are solid Christians, said, we don't want you to be that. See, just because we hear from God doesn't mean we want to follow it because we don't like what he says. But Joseph, he liked that because he wanted to follow after God. What did Mary hear? I mean, it's got to be, I'm not a woman, but I'm like, suddenly I'm pregnant? Are you kidding me? That's got to be the strangest thing in the world. But Mary, she sees the vision. And the angel says to her, you've been highly favored from God. And he talks about all these things. The baby in you is going to be this great being. And she said, I don't understand. How can that happen? It's never happened before. Nobody ever gave birth as a virgin. And I love what the angel said. God can do anything. Look at your relative, Elizabeth. She has she's pregnant too, and she can't have baby. And I love this phrase where it says, God's word will never fail. Never. And so Mary heard all these things about her that God
is.
Do you believe in God? Do you believe his word?
你信唔信佢嘅説話咧？
I mean, this is an amazing thing, right? Of course.
今日所聽到一個好奇妙嘅信息。
But I happen to be a person that believes that God has amazing things for every one of us.
但我自己相信係神對每一個人都有一個好美好。
Now, we're not going to be parent to the Son of God. That's been done. No need anymore. But God may have something very special for you. You can change lives. You can make a difference in people. Is it even possible that you may change the world? In some way. Because God can do anything. When we are like Joseph and Mary, I believe in that. I've always believed in that. I've seen it in lives that we have ministered to, where God did great things through them. God calls you to different things. How will you respond? How will you respond? Let me tell you how they responded. Joseph took Mary, kept him as his wife, and went through what is called a chupa. He never touched her physically until Jesus was born. He was a wonderful father caring for his children. There's no any incident in which he was anything but a wonderful father. He believed God, he did what God told him to do. He named Jesus, because it was supposed to be the Father that names him, right? We don't know anything more about Joseph except that scene where when Jesus went into the temple as a young boy. And by the time Jesus was crucified, we just have to assume that Joseph had already died. Because he wasn't there. And because at the cross, Jesus told, remember the disciple, behold your mother, behold your son, right? But that's one of the person I like to meet someday in heaven, and I want to talk with him a little bit. It's like all now. And how did Mary respond? You can read it yourself in Luke. She just was so blessed by God. And there was something called a Mary song, right? Read
that.
Sometimes I thought about, when I'm preparing for this message, I thought about Mary a lot. You know, this typical girl in our society would just have had an abortion. That's all they would do. I don't want a burden, God. I want to be happy. I want my own life. I want this. That's our society, isn't it? Don't burden me with a baby. Don't burden me with a cultural stigma. I want to have prosperity. I want to have fame. I want people to like me. Don't burden me with this. No, that's not Mary. Mary said, oh God, how did I deserve this? What did I do to deserve such a wonderful blessing? I'll tell you, when you serve the Lord, it's a tremendous blessing. When you minister in the name of Jesus for anything whatsoever, I want to tell you it's a blessing. And that's why, you know, when we talk about looking for pastors and ministries, let me tell you from my perspective. When I look at a person who's looking for a position, I want to make sure that person is not looking for a job. I'll tell you the difference between a job and a ministry. There are many things. But the main thing is this. A job is for me. A job is for pay. A job is whether I'm happy here or not. And that's why when someone turns down a job because they don't get enough pay, I say, that's a job, then it's not a ministry for you. A ministry is not a job. A ministry is about touching others. That's why no pastor works 40 hours a week. That's ridiculous. We don't see ministry like that. We minister whenever and whatever God allows us to. So we have to go to the hospital at 12 midnight. We go to the hospital at 12 midnight. We don't say, call me back up at 9 in the morning. No, that's the difference. That's why Mary said, God, you bless me. It's not a burden. And she just responded that way. What would you have done? If God calls you to do something, what would you have done? Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for letting us know about these two amazing people. As we celebrate your birth, Lord Jesus, next week, we want to thank you, giving us the privilege to serve you and be a part of your life. Thank you, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.